Thank you. Does anyone wish to testify on this issue? This is an ordinance, and so we won't vote on it today.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll move to second reading to next week. So with that, we're going to move to the regular agenda.
Do you have a 9:30 time certain?
We have a 9:30 time certain, which I mentioned was pulled back to Commissioner Fish's office.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, well, this is a team effort here to make sure we get everything done in the, and we're going to.
It would help if one of the team paid attention.
That's quite all right. Please read the title for item 11540.
Vacate a portion of Southwest Stark Street at Southwest 13th Avenue, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
This is a second reading. Please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. Please read the title for item 1541.
Adopt the budget calendar for fiscal year 2010-2011.
Morning.
Good morning.
Barely got here in time. Everything's coming off the agenda. I'm Andrew Scott with the Financial Planning Division, and this is Jeremy Patton, also with Financial Planning. The resolution before you today adopts the city's budget calendar for the FY 2010-11 budget process. The calendar is very similar to last year's calendar. We're going to have the budget kickoff for Bureau staff on November 12th in just over a week. There's a council budget work session scheduled for December 1st to talk overall forecast and strategy for next year. Bureau budget requests are due on February 1st. The budget hearings with council will be between March 8th and March 17th. The mayor's proposed budget decisions are scheduled to be released on April 30th. We'll have the formal city public hearing on May 20th, the approved budget on May 26th, and the adopted budget on June 17th. So again, those dates are very similar to past years. As the resolution states, the dates can change. This is more to set out the city's plan, although some events do come up that occasionally move things somewhat. And as an example, council action to adopt the fall bump is scheduled for November 12th, but I think that's going to be pushed back to November 18th. So, but we try and adhere to this as closely as we can. And then with the exception of the public hearing for next May 26, we haven't yet included the public outreach events on this calendar. The reason is the dates haven't yet been set. We've been working very closely with the Public Involvement Advisory Council, as well as the mayor's office and your offices to talk about what the city's approach is going to be for public outreach. And so since those dates weren't sent, we haven't included them on this calendar. I can tell you that so far we've posted all of the Bureau Advisory, Budget Advisory Committee meetings online that we've been told about so far. There are some community partnership events scheduled for November and December of this year. We will have public budget forums again next year in February and March, although, again, we're still talking about the format that those are going to take, and then more community partnership events in January through March. So we're going to have a very robust process, and we'll be coming back to talk about that process. And I'm happy to answer any questions you have about the calendar.
Questions? Thank you. Anyone wish to testify on this issue? This is a resolution. Please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your presentation and also that everything is posted online. There's a link to the budget meetings on my website, the front page, and citizens are encouraged to participate early. There's only a couple of days between the mayor's proposed budget being announced and the public hearing, so don't wait for that. Participate early and often, and all of the budget meetings are going to be open this year, so we want citizens' advice every step of the way. Aye. Thank you. Please read the title for regular agenda item 1542.
Support Housing Authority of Portland application to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development for HOPE 6 revitalization grant to redevelop the Hillsdale Terrace public housing project.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Madam President. We are in the top five nationally as a state in unemployment, hunger, and homelessness. As the city's housing commissioner, my work is centered on the belief that affordable housing can give people an opportunity to build a better life. Our partner, the Housing Authority of Portland, has an opportunity to give Southwest residents the opportunity to succeed by redeveloping Hillsdale Terrace, a 60-unit public housing development which currently is home to 239 very low-income people, including immigrants, families with children, older adults, and disabled persons. The Housing Authority of Portland is applying for a HOPE 6 grant from HUD to support the redevelopment of this severely distressed property into a mixed-income project, which will have significantly more units available to low- and moderate-income families in the Hillsdale area. If their application to redevelop Hillsdale Terrace is successful, this will be HAP's third HOPE 6 project. And as someone said last night at a community forum that the distinguished housing director and I attended, that can be both a blessing and a curse. The blessing is we can document to HUD that we've been successful in getting these grants and delivering a good product. The curse may be that someone in HUD thinks we've had our fair share. We don't know how that plays, but we're hopeful. Just to remind my colleagues, this is the third HOPE 6 project, and the prior two were the New Columbia, in which the City Council invested $20 million, and Humboldt Gardens, in which the Council invested $2 million. The combined leverage from those two HOPE 6 projects was $51 million in federal funding, which came into our community, and this was before we had an even greater need for stimulus dollars, which brought living wage construction jobs to Portland, and which today, after the successful success of both projects, has resulted in almost 400 units of public housing and over 750 units of affordable housing, which has been revitalized and reborn in our community. The New Columbia, for example, is still seen as a national model for a successful HOPE 6 project, and it's one of the accomplishments of which I'm most proud during my prior service as a board member of the Housing Authority of Portland. Today, HAP is seeking council support for an investment of up to $5 million to complete their HOPE 6 revitalization grant application to HUD. An approval of this resolution will signify the city's intent to commit funding if HAP is fortunate enough to receive the grant. To tell us more about this project, we've invited Mike Andrews, HAP's Director of Development and Community Revitalization, and Margaret Van Vliet, the director of the New Portland Housing Bureau. Welcome both.
Thank you, Madam President and members of the council. My name is Margaret Van Vliet. I am the director of the Portland Housing Bureau. I'll keep my remarks very brief. I think Commissioner Fish provided a solid grounding for what we're looking for today. It's very early in the process is one piece I would note. And this expression of support is something that the federal government is going to look for, that the local jurisdiction is supportive and willing to invest its resources in a substantial redevelopment. So much more to come. If we're successful, we'll learn in about February. And at that point, we would look to HAP to redouble their community engagement process and their planning process and refine the plan for the redevelopment of this site. We did attend a meeting last night of several community partners in the neighborhood who've been pretty engaged. They told us some of their hopes and wishes and put forth some challenges for us. And so I know HAP will continue to do what they do in really truly engaging folks that will be affected, not just the residents, but also the surrounding business owners and neighbors. So with that, I'm going to let Mike Andrews provide a little bit more, and then we can answer any questions.
Thank you.
Good morning, Madam President, members of the Commission. My name is Mike Andrews. I'm the Director of Development Community Revitalization for the Housing Authority. I'm here today on behalf of our Executive Director, Steve Rubman, and our Board of Commissioners. Let me start by saying thank you for this support for the Hillsdale Terrace redevelopment, and thank you for past support at New Columbia, Humboldt Gardens, and other projects that we've worked on before. This is an important project for us. Like with the past two HOPE 6 projects, this is an effort for us to address one of the more challenging public housing communities in our portfolio. The Columbia Villa project and the Iris Court project before those redevelopments were examples of projects that needed some significant attention, both physically and socially. Hillsdale Terrace is the next on our list to address. So we are excited at this opportunity to address the issues affecting that project in a comprehensive way. We have been involved in a process for several months with residents in the community and look forward to be able to continue that if awarded this grant. The process will be competitive. We're anticipating that there will be maybe 30 applications to HUD. In the past, given the amount of money that is available, we imagine about 8 will be funded. So support like the support that you're entertaining today is very important to us to show that there's a community participation, that there's community support for this effort. So this resolution from City Council, along with a county resolution, which we have, and letters of support from Oregon Housing and Community Services, as well as countless other letters, which total about $4 million of leveraged service commitments to the project, all go to show that this is an effort that is well-received broadly by the community. So with that, I'll stop to answer any questions, except for to plug an important upcoming event on November 20th, the groundbreaking for the Resource Access Center. Been working with staff in the Portland Housing Bureau and at the Portland Development Commission to move this forward to close next week. A number of us will be working on Veterans Day. We've encouraged people to come in the uniforms of their favorite armed services to sign these documents, and then we will record the next day and then look forward to breaking ground the week after. So thank you for your support on that project as well.
Thank you, Mike.
Questions from council? Thank you. Does anyone wish to testify on this issue? It's a resolution. Please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Well, I want to thank Mike and his team and all the good folks at HAP for their great work, and thank Margaret for coming out to a community meeting last night after a very long and exhausting day to engage a range of stakeholders, including good friends like Don Bach and Rick Seifert and others. And Amanda, thank you for sending a staff person. And we did get a lot of very constructive feedback. And I think the theme of it was, we will support this in concept, but we want you to be ambitious. If you're really going to truly connect Hillsdale Terrace back into the community, we want you to think about trails and roads and infrastructure improvements. We want you to think about community gardens and how this impacts the school system and other things. And that's exactly what we should be doing in a Hope 6 project. To my colleagues, I want to just say that this will be the final application that our housing authority submits for a Hope 6 grant, because the program is sunsetting. And so we are in a very competitive process. I cannot handicap for you the odds of us getting this grant. But I think we owe it to the people who live there to at least make a shot at it. And if we are successful, we look at this as not only a chance to revitalize, but a chance to put people back to work as having stimulus benefits. And on the question of how we pay for it, we're asking for the resolution requests that the council commit to up to $5 million. I just remind my colleagues that, as with prior Hope 6 applications, it is the responsibility of the commissioner in charge of the Housing Bureau, if and when that note comes due, to find the money. We're not asking you in a future budget to segregate $5 million from the general fund for this purpose. We have lots of different financing pools we can turn to. But this is our way of saying, yes, go forward with this application. We are confident that if you get it, you'll do a good job, and we're willing to make an investment which we know will be leveraged many times over. So thank you for your good work, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, as a resident of Hillsdale, I'm hopeful that this application will be approved. I think it's very interesting, Hillsdale Terrace, because of its geographic configuration. It's really like down the hillside and really, I think invisible to most people who live in Hillsdale. But certainly it's a place that definitely has served its need, has served a need, and definitely if it can follow the mold of New Columbia and Humboldt Gardens, we'll have something really to be truly proud of for both the residents and for the Hillsdale community. So pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for all your good work on this. I noted on the consent agenda that we approved $2 million in federal stimulus money for rent assistance, and then you mentioned the opening of the RAC. So clearly the Housing Bureau is looking for mechanisms to help people get into affordable housing in many different strategies, and certainly appreciate that. Also appreciate the early engagement of the Hillsdale community. Certainly this site does warrant rebuilding the structure, reconnecting the site with the surrounding area, and there is a significant need for affordable housing throughout the city and in the southwest area. I thank you, Margaret, and Kate Allen and Danielle Ledesma, for briefing my staff and me, and Sarah Hussein in my office, and Commissioner Fish. This is another commendable action. Aye. Please read the title for Emergency Ordinance 1543.
Authorized contracts with three consulting engineering firms for design-related services as needed in support of sewer, wastewater pumping, treatment and drainage, and stormwater quality projects.
Commissioner Stoltzman.
Thank you, Madam President. The Bureau of Environmental Services recently completed a process to select three firms to provide engineering services on an as-needed basis for Bureau projects. These are typically short duration, focused on very specific tasks, and often provide services that in-house staff cannot accomplish within established schedules. Two of the three firms are certified minority business enterprises, and all three firms include teams of mostly minority women and emerging small business subconsultants. This is an emergency ordinance because the Bureau has work ready to be assigned under these contracts for projects already underway and would like to provide immediate opportunity to three certified firms. I would urge approval.
Thank you. Questions from Council? Does anyone wish to testify on this issue? Please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. And I believe that concludes our regular agenda. We have a 10:15 time certain, and we are set to lose our quorum, and it's an emergency ordinance. So I would entertain a motion to suspend the rules to consider the time certain.
So moved.
Second.
Without objection, please read the title for 1524.
Authorize the Gray to Green Tree Bait Program.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Madam President. Today we're here to hear about a proposal to spread across Portland the hope of a cleaner, greener, more sustainable city of clean rivers and healthy watersheds. A single mature tree with a 30-foot crown can intercept over 700 gallons of rainfall annually. This makes trees some of Portland's most valuable resources. Trees slow stormwater runoff and filter rainwater to improve the water quality of local streams and rivers. They hold soils in place, and they protect streams from erosion. And, of course, they provide shade, keeping our urban landscape cool and reducing the temperature of stormwater entering our streams and rivers. And hearkening back to our annual heritage tree presentations, they're also phenomenal. There's some really phenomenal trees in this city. So the tree bait program that's before us today is part of Portland's Greater Green Initiative and will provide a small incentive for Portland residents to plant trees in their yards. Council's support today will spread the seeds of a sustainable future. Tree baits will make it possible to add more than 30,000 yard trees throughout our city to benefit our environment and our neighborhoods and our quality of life. This is an emergency ordinance because the best time to plant trees is in the fall, winter, and early spring. And authorizing the program immediately will help us meet our tree planting goals in this fiscal year. Here to provide, I think, a brief presentation, there's Dan Vizzini and Jennifer Karps of the Bureau of Environmental Services.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. Hello, commissioners. Good morning. We're very excited to be here with our Greater Green Tree Bait Ordinance today. And I want to just expand on some of the things that Commissioner Saltzman said about the program. Our tagline here is plant a yard tree for clean rivers and get a tree bait. So why do we want to provide these tree baits? Three main reasons. For stormwater management, we want to manage more water, more stormwater where it falls. Watershed health, trees provide habitat both for humans and other critters. And also neighborhood livability and involvement. When our neighborhoods are more livable, we have more eyes on the street, and then our neighborhoods are more livable. So how does the tree bait work? First, you go out and purchase an eligible tree. You plant it in your residential yard in the city of Portland. You submit your application with your receipt to us, and then we provide you with a rebate to your utility bill for 50% of the cost of the tree, up to $40. And if you planted a tree that is a native species, we'll give you up to $50. There are a few additional requirements. We want to make sure that the trees that get planted have a good chance of making it up into the canopy, making it to maturity. So the tree trunk must be at least 1 inch in diameter. The tree must be at least 6 feet tall if it's a deciduous tree, 4 feet if it's a coniferous tree. And then we also have a limit of 10 trees per residence. We want to make sure that each of these trees has the opportunity to grow and have maximum canopy. And then we also want our applicants to agree to let us put a dot on our map on workinggreenportland.com so that we can encourage neighbors and fellow residents to plant trees with us. There are a few trees that are ineligible for the tree bait. Any trees that are already subsidized by the Bureau, for example, trees planted with Friends of Trees. In addition, if the tree must be planted as a condition of development or mitigation, we will not provide a tree bait for that. Also, we have a handful of species on our city's nuisance plant list, and we will not provide a tree bait for those. So we will measure success with our successful program, having willing and active business partners and engaged community, providing timely utility bill credits to the folks who participate. And then, of course, we will have tens of thousands of healthy yard trees to show for our efforts. Those trees will process 10 to 15 million gallons of stormwater each year once they're mature. That is stormwater that will not have to be processed through our gray infrastructure. So we will have, as a result, improved stormwater management and watershed health. And we, as I'm sure you're well aware, are not alone in this effort. From D.C. to Sacramento, from Seattle down to Austin, and then Urbana in the middle, there are folks planting trees all over the country for similar purposes. And with that, I'm happy to take questions. Thank you.
I do have one.
Yes.
Great sounding program. I'm not understanding why one must have four mature trees on site to qualify.
No mature trees on site are required to qualify.
If I could finish.
Yes.
The financial impact statement that each of us gets says that in order to qualify, a residential property must have at least four mature trees on site. That's item three under revenue.
That's a reference to Clean River Rewards, the stormwater discount program. When that program was developed in and adopted in 2006, we provide a discount on your stormwater utility bill for on-site stormwater management facilities. And while we were doing that, we said, you know, trees are an important part of this picture. We'll provide a benefit to property owners if they have trees.
I understand that. But your answer is that this is in reference to that program and not to this.
Correct.
Program. Thank you.
Correct.
Thank you. That's a helpful clarification. Any other questions from council?
I mean, one thing that will happen here is that if people take advantage of the tree bait program and reach that four trees on their property, then they'll also be able to get a discount on their utility bill.
Right.
And how can people find out more about this program?
Multiple ways. They can contact me, Jennifer Karps. My contact information is on the screen, was on the screen. They can also go to a number of websites, the TreeBait website, portlandonline.com/BES/trees, and also the workinggreenportland.com website. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Does anyone wish to testify on this?
We have Veronica Bernier.
We do have two people. There's somebody else, so please come on up.
Veronica.
Yeah. Are we testifying on the tree bait?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for coming. We started early, and I apologize to any citizen who was hoping to get here by 10:15. We are going to lose our quorum.
Now, this was the Chicago City Council, and you arrived with a instrument case. I think I ducked.
I have, I have an instrument here made in Oregon.
I'm made in Oregon. I don't see any neon on it, though. So
please have a seat.
Sure.
I have a song.
Well, let's let Veronica signed up first.
And okay,
so
good.
If you could give us your name, and
test,
you have 3 minutes.
Hi. Good morning. It's just a little bit shy of 11 or after 11.
Our clock is wrong. It's actually just after 10.
10.
Oh, yeah. Oh boy, you got that right.
I wrote it down. I wasn't able
to
change.
You're right. You're right. The technicians again.
Matt Davis could actually provide himself to be useful today by changing that clock.
You need a screwdriver to get the back.
Yeah, on. Check with ground control.
Keeps going.
Major Sam's not here. We heard from a little birdie that he is flying off to Japan, and that's lovely. JAL, Japan Airlines, is a good mover, and it's always a good ride. Good morning, Commissioner Nick Fish.
Good morning.
It's lovely to see you so busy and active building things into the built environment for people in the future. Keep it up, the good works. And good morning, Dan Saltzman, Commissioner, Police Commissioner. We could use about 100 more of you, really. It's important to light the night, he knows what I mean.
100 more of Dan or of police officers?
I can only handle one Dan.
Both.
100 Dans, I would just resign.
And it's your turn to have a party next. There's a point to all this.
I would resign today if there were 100 Dans.
Yeah, it's Dan's turn for the party. Good morning, Amanda Fritz.
Did you state your name, please?
Veronica Bernier, PSU Community Health Education, Public Health graduate and alumni in Portland State. Amanda Fritz, that's a lovely name. I like Amanda. I'm trying to think of a good word for Amanda. Uh-oh, she's got the gavel.
No, she's going to hit me with it.
Yeah, sure. Order in the court. Seriously.
Thank you.
Seriously,
she brought some much-needed discipline to our proceedings. If you were here when Commissioner Leonard had the gavel, you'll know what I mean, Veronica.
Yeah, we all know. No, seriously. Commissioner Amanda Fritz, I know you've always been an advocate of women's rights. I just wanted to mention something. We are talking about trees here and canopy and riparian green effect in Portland. I just wanted to share with you that former Mayor Vera Katz planted over 65,000 trees in this city. Not all by herself. She had a lot of help. Commissioner Saltzman knows, and Commissioner Randy Leonard knows, and a few other commissioners. Nick Fish knows.
I dug a number of holes for Mayor Katz.
I think you did. You're right in there digging it. Okay. Seriously. Commissioner Randy Leonard, good. Kudos to Amanda Fritz for being there, helping and working with the regular people. And also as a former nurse, we appreciate your input into all the healthcare fields. Commissioner Randy Leonard's, of course, Randy's been holding down the flag for city council a long time, and I appreciate your work with the BOEC, B-O-E-C panel, and also your work with trees.
Thank you.
And the fire department, too.
Thank you.
But what I wanted to say is that my friend Diane from Heritage Trees, the Heritage Tree Planting Association, puts little plaques on trees. And for every heritage tree there is, there's somebody behind it. There's always a riparian green effect, and our canopy should be so big. So I wanted to support the tree planting. It's not the Johnny Appleseed movement yet, but we got some going, and they do absorb stormwater. And also it's a place to catch a kite.
Thank you very much.
Bring it down to earth. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sir, please state your name.
I'm Brian Symes, and I've planted with the Friends of Trees for the last 20 years. I supervised Mayor Katz and Blumenauer and Whedon. And I might have supervised you too, Dan, if you
might have.
Might have.
Good luck.
So here's my Friends of Trees song.
At least Dean thinks I'm funny.
How beautiful it will be plant the trees, we friends of trees. Forests will grow with the magic of time for our children to see. Green over gray, we will succeed. Trees, we friends of trees. Paradise not lost, but gained to see when we plant the trees. We I got to get back to a EcoRoof seminar.
Of course you do.
Thank you very much for coming down. Would anyone else like to testify on this item? It is an emergency ordinance. Please call the roll.
Leonard?
Yes.
Fish?
Thank you for an excellent presentation. When I bought my house, 12 years ago. I bought it primarily because there were two or three beautiful trees in front, including, a big leaf maple that was very old. And just after I closed, it collapsed onto my house. And probably what got my mojo thinking about future run for public office was the bill I then got from the city for the work that the crew did in chopping up enough firewood for a lifetime. That was about $800 for both the obstruction and then the firewood.
You got up cheap.
I've been thinking about replacing that tree. So now I have a financial incentive, so I appreciate this market-based system. And nice work, Dan. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Jennifer and Dan and the Bureau of Environmental Services for coming up with, I think, an innovative way to help us achieve our goals of investing more in natural-based alternatives to pipes and pump stations to clean stormwater, keep its pollution from getting into our rivers and streams, and to provide more tree canopy for the city of Portland, which is a win-win-win for everybody. Please to vote aye.
Fritz.
Well, this is an excellent program to provide incentives and also to help homeowners who might not be able to afford to plant a tree or several trees. So I commend Commissioner Saltzman, Dean Marriott, and staff at the Bureau of Environmental Services. I especially appreciate the mechanism of giving the rebate, which is a credit on the utility bill, which means that we're not having a lot of extra administrative expenses. So that's commendable. Aye.
Something further?
Well, as you're done.
You really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I'm informed by the city attorney. I don't have to gavel after each one.
Oh, but I am just built for gavel, it throws my mojo off.
Would you like to say something else before we adjourn, Commissioner?
I would.
Leonard, go ahead.
There is a difference.
Yes.
I would like to move that we have a 6 p.m. council session on December 16th for the purpose of sponsoring a proclamation for former Senator Margaret Carter, and for considering the mayor's river plan.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. And with that, our next meeting will be Thursday, November 12th, because we will be observing the Veterans Day holiday on November 11th, and council is adjourned.
A most efficient meeting.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most efficient.
Respectful?
It is no coincidence.
Respect?
No,
that you were the president. It is no coincidence.
Well, I'm outraged and offended by those remarks.